Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettea along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, former New Orleans Saints Super Bowl champ. Now he's part of the media, Scott Shanley. Scott, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Scott, before we talk a little bit of football, I was talking to Charlie about this. I remember when Coach Payton and Mickey Loomis traded for you. You were the Cowboys. This was late August of 2006, and they brought you in sort of late in the game, in the preseason part of things. And, you know, I know you had seen everything that had happened to the city television-wise, but to see it up close and personal when you first got here, what was your reaction to that?
Yeah, it was definitely shocking. I mean, you're right. You see things on TV, and you can only go by what you see. But when you're there in person, and I'll never forget, you know, I flew from we had training camp in Oxford, California. We played the Saints in Shreveport on a primetime preseason game, and I came back to Dallas because training camp was over for the Cowboys. And Coach Parcells called me and told me he's traded me to the Saints, and I was ecstatic. I remember thanking him for the opportunity to play for him, but I was looking forward to starting with Coach Payton. But, you know, I went to Jackson, Mississippi, and then we went to New Orleans. And when we got to New Orleans, and just to still see, you know, reality hits when you see homes with drywall stacked outside their home on the curb, and just to see, you know, no restaurants open. And you kind of think, well, this is going to be quite the rebuilding process. And it happened so much faster than even I thought it would. And I think Coach Payton always said it best. You know, we became part of something bigger than football. And to be able to give people an escape from gutting their house and redoing drywall and finding a new home or relocating, I think it was a rewarding part that you look back now that you have more maturity and realize how special it was to be a part of that rebuild.
Scott, here was the crazy part about it. And then, you know, and covering the Saints at that time and living here, and I live west of the city. So we didn't experience the flooding, the levees held up on the bayou. You know, the levees breaking here was just unbelievable to see the catastrophic situation that happened afterwards. But, you know, you would talk to people that lived in the city and all, and maybe, you know, they somehow would see you or get in touch with you. And it wasn't about, man, I lost my home, I lost everything. It was, man, how about the Saints, you know, 06, and you get up to that fast start. And what it meant to this area for you guys to piece that together and to think you get it all the way to the NFC Championship game. And it was almost like, okay, somebody pinch me. This can't be true because there were 29 new faces on that roster. But, you know, Coach Payton, and I always told him this, said, Coach, it's the best coaching job you ever did. And he'd always sort of laugh about it. But I think it was, and it really, as you pointed out, it was much more than just playing football. It was about what it did to give this area hope.
Yeah, you're right. In 2006, we played beyond our talent level. We were nowhere close to as talented as we were, you know, in 09 and 10 and 11 and those years. But I think it's a credit to Mickey and Sean putting together a group of guys. Kind of we always called ourselves the misfits. Nobody wanted us, even our franchise quarterback. No, Chargers didn't want him. So we all kind of rallied around being the misfits and be giving an opportunity. But I'll never forget before we played Atlanta, before the big Gleason block punt in that game against the Falcons, we had practice in the Superdome, and they played a video for us as a team after practice, and it showed, you know, downtown underwater, and it showed the Superdome and people staying in there and the roof ripping off and things like that. And it was a big part of Coach Payton letting us know before we played that game, it's not just another primetime Monday night game against your hated rival. This is for something so much more. And, that whole year was kind of built off that emotion that he set for us early in the season, that we have an opportunity to help people in more than just playing a football game.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com. Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Scott, now throwing it to the Saints, Bobby and I have talked about this quite a bit, that I think and it's hard to tell with preseason because it's a lot of this is a mirage in a lot of different ways. But I really think that front seven is going to be better this year than we saw a year ago. And stopping the run, because you can't give up 5 yards a pop. Come on, that's unacceptable in this league when you know you give up that type yardage to opponents. And I think that part of Kellen Moore's first team is going to be improved than what we've seen, I think, the last 2 years on this football team.
Yeah, I think, you know, the obvious things, everybody talks about the quarterback and, you know, life after Drew Brees and things like that. But I think one of the bigger things that nobody's really talked about, and you hit it the last 2 years, is the drop-off in run defense. You know, there was a period of time a few years ago where this team they were setting records for holding people under 100-yard rushers. And you had to earn every yard on the ground. Well, the last 2 years, you've seen a lot of leaky yardage in the running game. And when you let teams get the running game going, now the play action gets going, everything's become so much easier if you don't stop their run. And I think when you have a good run defense, it sets the tone. There's just a physicality and an identity that comes with your team when you have a good run defense. You're physical, you're tough, you control the line of scrimmage. And I'm excited to see how Coach Staley's defense does. They have some acquisitions. You know, obviously they traded a player to get an offensive lineman from the Jaguars. I like the trade for Godshaw. I think we are much more stout in the middle of that run defense this year than we have been the past 2 years.
Scott, I think one of the things, too, is defensively is that they've had difficulties with mobile quarterbacks or quarterbacks that will take off and run with it. And I say this all the time. I don't give a damn how you run in it. If it's a quarterback or a running back or a receiver, it's still rushing yards. You got to be able to stop them, and they've had difficulties in that. And also manning up downfield against now we see this plethora of guys that look like big wide receivers, but they play tight end. And we've seen it one after the other after another. And then, bing, you start the season, you play Arizona. Okay, Kyler Murray, we know about his escapability. I thought he was really good the first part of last season. He tailed off toward the end, but he's a mobile quarterback. He likes to throw the football from the pocket, though. But if you get some pressure on him, man, he'll take off and run with it. And that Trey McBride guy is pretty doggone good at tight end.
Yeah, they're going to be a good team. I think they did a really good job of putting together some good acquisitions on the defensive side of the ball. Obviously, their head coach was the defense coordinator for the Eagles when they went to the Super Bowl. And they've gotten a couple of Eagles players. They brought over Clayus Campbell, who's played a lot of football. Sweat is a defensive end, a really good pass rusher. Offensively, I think they'll be, as long as Kyler Murray stays healthy, they have a chance to put up some points. So you're right. He creates headaches for defenses. And you have any defensive player, would you rather go against a pocket passer or a scrambling guy who can make plays outside the pocket? Everybody wants to go against a pocket passer because you're really playing defense with 11 versus 10. When you have to play true 11 versus 11 because of the legs of a quarterback, you're basically playing with one less player on defense. And without getting into a bunch of schematics, it makes playing defense hard. And it really comes down to rushing up the field, making sure you don't rush past the tackle and let that guy step up and take off up the middle. But then at the same time, you don't want to let him break your contain. So it really comes down, when you play players like that, it comes down to your outside linebackers and your defensive end doing their job every play and making life hard on those guys.
Scott, two waiver claims today made by the Black and Gold, bringing in offensive lineman Xavier Truss and then wide receiver Trey Palmer. And now you look at the Saints roster, Mike and I were talking about this in the first segment. The initial 53 is one thing, but we talk about this all the time, that it's kind of fluid, that there's going to be changes made here and there to add or subtract pieces, move pieces up from the practice squad or to the practice squad, the 16-man practice squad. I just want to get your thoughts on kind of what you've seen so far from that initial 53-man roster. One thing that, you know, we saw today with Jack Stoll being sent down to the practice squad is now with the Saints' active roster right now, they only have two tight ends with Juwan Johnson and Maliki Matavau, the 7th-round rookie pick. And it just feels like there's another move coming there. But as we kind of mentioned, it's a fluid situation with this 53.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think especially a lot of young guys will find out when you make an initial 53 and you're at the bottom of the roster, maybe you're the last 2, 3, or 4th guy on that 53. There's a lot of movement still with, you know, teams releasing people. And now Saints are pretty good situationally with the waiver claim. I think they're 9th. So they have a chance to claim some good players when it comes to waivers. And one of those guys, as an example, is Trey Palmer. I think the Saints are probably doing backflips that they were able to claim get Trey Palmer. Really, the Buccaneers, they drafted the kid out of Ohio State high. So they're pretty much set at the wide receiver position with Evans and Godwin and the first-round pick out of Ohio State. So I think they were probably looking to get Palmer back on their practice squad, but I think he's a really good player. He's got great speed, played at the LSU. I think he can really, at some point, help this Saints offense, honestly, with the wide receiver core. And then they traded for Bailey. They need a bigger body at wide receiver. And you kind of talked about those mismatches with the tight ends. It's a matchup league. And I think Kellen Moore does a good job, much like Sean Payton, at taking his offensive pieces that he has, taking their strengths and getting them lined up in space against a mismatch. And that's really the way the game is played on Sundays. The guys who can find the matchups the best are going to win a lot of games.
Scott, I remember when we had you on, it was, I think, an early December deal a couple years ago, and you talked about Caden Durham, that you had seen him in high school.
Pretty good, Scott.
And what type of impact he'd make for LSU. But, man, watch him last year. And, you know, he had a messed up toe. And, man, we all know that, man, if your toe's jacked up, especially your big toe, you got problems cutting and just sort of planning and driving. But you were on Caden Durham real early in the process. Tell us a little bit about that connection you've seen Caden Durham, the running back now at LSU.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. I think we might have been up in the Saints media row at a Saints game.
Yeah, I think
said,
so.
I kind of grabbed you and I said, hey, wait till you see this Caden Durham kid for LSU. It's a huge get. And he obviously, he was a big-time recruit. It's not like I found a diamond in the rough or anything, but I saw him play in high school at Dunkville. Dunkville is one of the best programs in the country. And this kid was just unreal. I mean, you watched him run on the field, and you're like, all right, he's a dang good football player. Then you turn around, watch him in track, and he's running 10.4 and 10.5 100-meter dash. He's got great speed, and I thought, wow, this guy is going to have a chance to explode on the scene. And I truly think, you know, he's one of few players I watched in high school and say, this guy is going to be in the league for sure. And he was playing against great competition, and he just looked like a man amongst boys. So if he can stay healthy, and you're right, having a toe injury at any position, especially running back, is hard to get over. But if he stays healthy, he could be one of the best running backs in the SEC.
Scott, this is something that Mike brings up all the time, that no team in the NFL has elite offensive line depth. It's a position that's kind of gone down in quality over the years. And just looking at the Saints, and they're already kind of thin offensive line, just got battered by injuries throughout the preseason process with Will Clapp going down immediately. Nick Saldivari gets basically set out for the year before the preseason even begins. And then, you know, you lose Trevor Penning early on. Now, that's not as severe. And then in the final preseason game, you lose Landon Young, who was your backup swing tackle for the entire season after he got placed on the IR as well. So the Saints kind of had to get some bodies there. And that's part of the reason why they made the trade for Austin Richards with the Cowboys, and then they bring in Xavier Truss today as well. How concerning really is that offensive line depth? Because you really have added, and it's almost a little bit similar to the wide receiver room because you've added some pieces late, but offensive line, Mike, you say it all the time, it gets injured more than any other position in the NFL. If your starting five gets injured, you got to get these guys some playing time, and it just feels like the initial depth chart for this offensive line has changed so significantly over the past basically month.
Yeah, no question. I think outside, when you talk about pro football, outside the quarterback position, when you just talk about the drop-off from a starting caliber person to a backup, and it sounds crazy because you're talking about world-class athletes, the best of the best. I think there's always a drop-off from the starting quarterback to the second quarterback pretty significantly. But I would say after that, the biggest drop-offs you usually see is with backup linemen compared to the starters. It is hard to find big bucks. Of all, and big bodies who are athletic enough to block these defensive ends, especially at tackle. And so I would love to see the league add a couple more bodies, because when you talk about the number of guys you go into a game with, sometimes you get a couple guys hurt in a game on the offensive line, you are scrambling. I mean, you're looking at the defensive line, some of the defensive line, like, okay, can you block? Because we're getting close to needing you. They don't have enough bodies. And I know a lot of Saints fans are like, why don't we keep, first of all, you know, I think Banks can be a really good player, but every time the Saints draft an offensive lineman, everybody kind of groans, and then they trade for offensive line. But I think some of these acquisitions recently, like you said, were because of injuries, and they probably didn't plan on doing things like this. But you have to have available guys ready to go, because once you start losing guys on the offensive line, it doesn't matter what you do offensively or who you have playing quarterback, it's tough to make anything go.
Scott, you got to get your old team to get them offensive linemen back in the NFL at Nebraska.
Yeah.
Come on, you got to help out. Tell your guys, hey, you got to get them in the NFL. Listen, that's the one area, Scott, I think that's been affected, too, because it takes a special athlete to play along that offensive line. But I think it's been affected more by what's happening in the practicing or lack of, more than any other spot. Because, man, you don't get hardly any reps. I remember Zach telling me, Mike, take a look at Trevor Penning. He's going to get about 20% of the reps I got year one with the Saints. All this, you know, okay, they're trying to save players, and I get that part. But, okay, you can't practice blocking and tackling without practicing it. It's yourself. And I get the safety part of it, but I think offensive line play has been affected by the rule changes and how you conduct practices more than any other spot.
I agree with you 100%. There's no doubt about it. You have to have a physicality repetitively. It can't just be one day of practice and then you take 4 days off. You do it consistently. That's part of where the old training camp helps some of these guys. But I think it's really trickled down to every level. When you kind of look at maybe – some of it is schematically, too. A lot of these offenses in high school are spread. They're getting rid of the ball quick. They're on bubble screens. And these guys don't block anybody very long. And that goes all the way through college football. So I think some of it is schematics, the way the game of football has changed. But I think the bigger part of that percentage is the way the lack of physicality in practice. You need that to train. You need the muscle memory. You can't just show up on game days and block some of these guys who are rushing the passer.
Okay, Scott, you can confirm this, but I think I got it confirmed already. You got your new partner that you're going to be working with Saints pre and post. A guy, man, let me think his name. Stan Verrett.
One of our
Yeah, once a Purple Knight, always a Purple Knight. That's how I always introduce him. So, man, he knows the Saints really, really well.
Oh, and he's a huge Saints fan. I mean, big-time Saints fan. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking so forward to it. I told Stan, this is the biggest acquisition since Saints signed Drew Brees in 06, being part of our media team. So he's excited. He's going to do a little bit of remote work out in L.A. for some of the away games. But I think for every home game, he's planning on being in the building. And it's going to be a lot of fun, outstanding. And I think the most fun part, besides it being Stan Verrett, is he is a huge black and gold fan, and he follows it close and always has.
Oh, yeah, we get him on, and you can tell he follows the Saints really well. Stan and I go back, man, it's over 20 years when he was on WDSU Channel 6 here in New Orleans. And so he had a little show that he did on Cox Cable, and so I would appear there once a month with Stan. And, man, he loved the Saints, but every time when we try to book him to get on here, we always ask, man, what you hear about my Purple Knights? How good is St. All going to be this year?
Yeah. I think what's really fun about Stan is he made it. He was on a national network, but he still follows it, not just from afar, but he's really close. He knows all the details, so that's going to be fun.
Scott, thanks so much for joining us. Always glad to have you on with us. Great insights and love the stories.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys having me on.
All righty. Scott Shanley, former New Orleans Saints linebacker, Super Bowl champion. Boy, he got here late in that 2006 season. Man, he became a starter real quick, and they needed help at linebacker. People say, well, he was a plug-and-play guy. He was a damn good one. He was really, really good for this football team.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.